Steamboats. There has been 11 steamboats on Lake George. First, the James Caldwell, Captain Winnis commanding, put upon the lake about 1816 to 1820. It had two long boilers and a brick smokestack and could go the entire length of the lake in one day, nearly, if not quite as quick as a smart man would row the distance. But this stupendous achievement of engineering skill could never have been attained without the connivance of the Evil One, so it was very properly struck by lightning on one of its early trips. And as even this warning did not prevent the stiff-necked owners from attempting to run her the second year, she was very mysteriously burned with fire while lying at her dock at Caldwell. It was thought, however, that she caught fire from over-insurance. The next boat that kissed the wave was the Mountaineer, commanded by Captain Larrabee, and built about 1824. This boat, it is said, was sided with three layers of boards, the first running fore and aft, the second from keel to whale, then a layer of tarred paper, and the outer boards running fore and aft again, all fastened together with wooden pins, making a very strong basket-like boat, which, when the waves ran high, would bend and twist about in a way that eels might envy and vainly strive to imitate. This also required nearly the whole day to make the length of the lake. And while her commander, out of gallantry to the ladies, would slow up to take one aboard, it was considered an unwarrantable loss of time to stop for a man, as any good oarsman could row out and put a passenger into the steamer's yawl, which was always towing behind, without interfering with her headway in the least. The passenger in the yawl could then pull up by the tow line and climb onto the steamer's deck without much trouble. She ran until 1836. In 1838, the William Caldwell came on and ran until 1850, when the John Jay, Captain Jay Gale, took her place, running until 1856, when on the 29th of July that year, as she was passing Friends Point on a home trip, a fire broke out in the engine room and spread so rapidly that they could not hope to save her. Rounding Waltonian Isle, the bow was pointed toward the shore, the intention being to run her on the beach a little north of Hague. Captain E.S. Harris, then pilot, stood at the wheel until the tiller ropes burned off, then going aft, shipped the tiller and steered by guess. Blinded by the smoke, they missed the beach, struck on a rock, and rebounding, slid back into deep water where it burned down and sunk. 9 lives were lost on this occasion. A young man living there threw off his outer clothing, saved 6 persons from the burning vessel, and while he was doing it, some public-spirited person stole his watch. Old Dick, who for several years wandered up and down the lake with his box of rattel snakes at 6 pence sight, was aboard when the fire broke out. The box containing the snakes was washed ashore, with a little girl clinging to one end, while from the trap door at the other, which had become unfastened, the heads of the reptiles were lifted up, swaying and moving about as they were tossed by the waves, and as the box touched the shore, they glided over the side across the beach and disappeared in the thicket. In 1857, the Minnehaha commenced and has run ever since. Besides these, there has been the steam yachts, Hiawatha, the Alice, and the Dodo, the latter owned by J. Buchanan Henry, private secretary to the presidential buck. Also the Horican, a propeller, something smaller than the Ganuski, lately taken over land to Lake Champlain. At present, there are 4. The Minnehaha, Laughing Water, sidewheel steamer built in 1857, 4 feet draft, length 144 feet, breadth beam 22 feet, overall 36 feet. The Ganuski, Indian name for Northwest Bay, Screw propeller built in 1869. 7 feet draft, length 72 feet, beam 20 feet. The Lily M. Price, named after a little daughter of Colonel W.W. Price. Screw propeller, built in 1871, 6 feet draft, length 61 feet, beam 14 feet. The Owl, screw propeller, pocket edition, brought up the Hudson in 1871. Draft 3 feet 6 inches, length 30 feet, beam 7 feet. There are several lighters for carrying wood, yachts for hire, and a large fleet of skiffs, mostly the kind called Whitehall. The prices are generally for a boat, 1 hour, 50 cents. Day, $1 to $2. A week, $6 to $10. Man and boat, 1 hour, $1. Day, $3 to $4, subject to variation according to season and circumstances. Fishermen have from $3 to $4 per day, furnishing boat and everything necessary for the sport. And to be assured of any success, it will be necessary to have one along who knows the ground. The course usually pursued is to go to the Narrows on the Minnehaha, towing a small boat behind. The captain is always willing to accommodate letting passengers off or taking them aboard at any point in the steamer's course. The sportsman is expected, however, to pay fare to the first landing beyond, with an additional 50 cents for towing the boat. The state being afflicted with a game law, it will be perceived that it is not proper to do some things at all times, but everything in its season. The time for taking brook trout is from March 15th to September 15th. Salmon trout, March 1st to October 1st. Black bass and muskellunge, May 1st to January 1st. Season for shooting duck, goose, brant, September 1st to May 1st. Woodcock, July 15th to February 1st. Quail, October 20th to January 1st. Ruffed grouse or partridge, September 1st to January 1st. Season for shooting deer, August 1st to December 1st. No trespassing on lands without permission, nor shooting on Sunday. There is no law against shooting bears, which was probably an oversight, but those found guilty of taking muskellunge, moose, or caribou at Lake George will be severely dealt with, as the law is very strict on these points, and the game constables are always on the warpath.